And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Despite claims otherwise by its supporters, the budget passed by the State House last week falls woefully short of restoring some of the damaging cuts to education made in the last few years to pay for the Robin Hood in reverse tax cuts that went primarily to corporations and the wealthy. The budget does include $50 million for textbooks and digital resources in public schools, which is a start, but that still leaves textbook funding well below pre-recession levels, even though public school enrollment has increased. There is no new funding for teacher assistance after several thousand TA positions were slashed in recent years. There's nothing to reverse the increase in class sizes or the shortage of school nurses or the reduction in classroom and administrative support that makes it easier for teachers and schools to do their jobs. The budget also forces more cuts to the university system that has suffered several hundred million dollars of cuts in recent years. This is not a pro-education budget passed by the House. It's at best a hold-the-inadequate-line education budget, and that's simply not good enough. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.